I'm Jim Gova, zombie survivalist. Now, odds are you're going to be at the movies, at the grocery store, at the office, or out in adverse conditions when the apocalypse strikes. So the question is, could you kill a zombie with a $10 soda, a package of lunch meat, a ballpoint pen, or an umbrella?
Jim Goza has been performing on stages throughout Northwest Arkansas for years, and now you can watch him on the internet as well. For less than 2 years, Jim has been hosting a web series called Zombie Go Boom, a show that tests weapons that could hypothetically be used to attack zombies. Last Saturday, before Jim said goodbye to Arkansas and headed for California, I paid a visit to his mostly empty Fayetteville apartment. With a rather large black and yellow riding spider hanging overhead, Jim and I sat on two chairs on his balcony overlooking his apartment complex's pond and discussed how Zombie Go Boom got started, as well as his plans for the future.
Chuck Murray is a very, very talented filmmaker, actually has an Emmy based on some work that he did for the Sundown Town commercial. And he was one day sitting in his office at the news station And he had been mulling around this idea for a zombie movie for a long time. I actually have the script on my computer, and it's really great. But his boss, James Sweet, came up to him and kind of said, "Hey, you have this idea for zombies. You love zombies. Why don't we make it a running series?" And Chuck thought that was a great idea, and they talked it over, and they tried to come up with the logistics of the thing and came up with a premise, and that premise is Deadliest Warrior meets Mythbusters, all with a zombie twist. And I was originally, I'm also a musician, and Chuck Murray had contacted me to do the music because he was going to host it, and I jumped at the chance of course, Chuck, I will absolutely do the music for you. And then he called me back about 30 minutes later, and he was just like, "Do you just want to host the thing?" And I was like, "Yes, of course I do. You mean I get to hit zombie heads with home-found weaponry? Of course I want to do that. Why would I not want to do that?" And since then, just based on the talents that both Chuck and James have in the advertising and entertainment industry, because between the two of them, they have 4 Emmys, which is unbelievable. So that just proves their talent and capacity for that sort of thing. And from there, from all of their incredibly hard and persistent work, Zombie Go Boom has grown into a global phenomenon.
How long have you guys been working on it? And I've watched a couple of episodes. Where do you get the weaponry and the dummies, for lack of a better word?
Oh, yeah, the skull analogs, we call them, the ballistics gel molds. Well, Zombie Go Boom is less than 2 years old, but we have almost 10 million views on the internet. I'm not sure exactly what the figure is right now, but I know we have over 65,000 subscribers on our YouTube alone. We also post the same videos to Machinima's website, to their YouTube channel. And so we double our views that way because they have a massive audience. And where do we get these skull analogs? Well, so Deadliest Warrior was an incredibly popular show. I guess for those of you who don't know, Deadliest Warrior is it's a hypothetical show based in quote unquote reality, and that reality is what if a pirate and a ninja per se were to go at it? Who would win based on the technology that they have? So Chris Mills of Silver Shamrock Lab, a company out in California, he makes the ballistics gel heads he made them for that show, and we desperately wanted to use the same analogs because they're actually so quality, and the results are so precise that they're actually used in military applications to test the efficacy of new weaponry. So we knew that it was quality stuff, and we had to get our hands on it, and through some incredible schmoozing and Chuck and James's tenacity and suaveness, they were actually able to partner with Chris Mills. So he is our partner. So the ballistics gel heads that you see, which is actually shoulder up with a full spinal column from the shoulder up and a skull filled with blood inside the ballistics gel, those are the same ones used on Deadliest Warrior, and now we have them on our show.
What is happening? Why the move to? Is it L.A. that you're moving to?
Mm-hmm. It is the greater Los Angeles area, a place called Chatsworth, which is North L.A. And I'm moving there because an opportunity arose while we were out there last shooting a short film called Love Struck Dead, which is actually online now and part of Zombie Go Boom's, and in fact, the internet's first online horror film festival. What we are going to do is Chris Mills and I will be heading the Los Angeles quote-unquote chapter of Zombie Go Boom, and Charles Fultz, Chuck Murray, Mandy Gann, Nate O'Gwynn, and James Sweet will be running the Arkansas Zombie Go Boom chapter. So we're going to kind of hit this thing from both sides. The benefit of that is I will be close to Chris Mills' workshop. I'll be close to Chris. I'll be close to the Machinima offices, so we have a physical presence of Zombie Go Boom in there, because that's so much nicer than Skyping or just a phone conference, just to have a physical being there, just to kind of soak up the energy of the room.
And can you explain what Machinima is for those that don't know?
Absolutely. Machinima is an internet production company. They do videos for... They started out initially as a gaming channel, so they would do coverage of all the new games coming out for the consoles. They do reviews of games. They feature gaming segments. And they've since grown into this beast of a company that's incredible. That is, I believe, a part of Google. Gets a lot of financing from Google and YouTube to produce these shows, and the shows that they have are really just quality.
So, what is the goal for you for moving out there?
The goal at present is to first and foremost is to continue with Zombie Go Boom and to just make it the absolute best product that we can. The secondary goal, of course, is to make enough money on my own so that I'm able to eat and sleep in a warm environment. And so I have, let's see, for the past 6 months, I've actually made my living here by doing a one-man music show featuring a loop station that I'll beatbox into and then record loops over that and sing over that and solo over that. And that's just so much fun. And I never really realized that people like watching me play with my toys as much as I like playing with my toys. So it's kind of a win-win situation there. And I would love to do, you know, I'm going to do my very best to get some commercial work. I've always had a dream of doing voiceover for cartoons and video games. Oh, I would love to do that, and I'm actually working on a voice reel right now.
So are you born and raised here?
Not born, but definitely raised, and I consider myself a Fayette villain through and through. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia, but I moved here when I was not even 3 years of age, so Fayetteville is the place that I know and have always known.
And like the people are familiar with you from your one-man band and from being in theater. I think one of my earliest memories of you was actually at Rogers High School, where you did drama.
Yeah.
You, I think it was The Hobbit. You were Gandalf.
Yes.
And they let you walk through the cafeteria on those stilt things.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So you've been very much a part of the area here, Theater Square. You've been a big part of that, University Theater. I mean, is it going to be strange for you to be in such a bigger area with people that you don't know?
It's going to be very weird. It's going to be very strange because I'm established in Fayetteville. You know, people know of the one-man show. They've seen the Theater Squared shows. They've seen the University of Arkansas productions. They've seen me play with the incredibly fast-growing and popular band, The Pogs, which I was lead guitar for. So I was established here, which felt great, but... It's that's going to be very strange going into this big open new world where nobody has any idea who I am. Nobody even really cares. I have to make people care. But at the same time, I am hungry for it. And this is the moment that I have been preparing for what feels like the majority of my life. So I'm ready to take the plunge. I'm ready to be denied. I know it happens, and it will happen to me, absolutely. But I'm ready for it because everything is a growing and learning experience.
Do you think you'll ever come back? I mean, I know Theater Squared will hire actors from Chicago or New York.
You know, I certainly hope so. In fact, I will be looking for reasons to come back and visit Fayetteville because I absolutely love this place. And it really is, quite literally, a breath of fresh air compared to the hustle and bustle and the smog of Los Angeles. But yes, I do very badly want to come back to Fayetteville as much as possible.
Any parting words for us? Any last thoughts?
Yeah. Fayetteville, I love you. California is where my house is, but Fayetteville will forever be my home.
More information is available at zombiegoboom.com.